Here is Max Sala. That was a lot of fun. Swing that mic over a little bit so I could hear you. That was the theme of the Star Wars. Do you like Star Wars?
I do like Star Wars.
I figured you probably did. How old are you, Max?
I'm 13.
Where do you go to school?
I go to school at Cannonsburg Middle School.
Well, it's nice to have you here. And before I forget, would you like to say hello to anybody, any shout-outs, or anybody to acknowledge? How about your who's teaching you piano?
Heidi is teaching me piano. Heidi and Amy Millison, I studied with her also.
I'm glad that you're here. Now, you decided to play piano, and you're also going to play saxophone. Which did you learn to play first?
I think I learned to play saxophone first out of school, but I played alto then. I switched to tenor around sixth grade.
And why did you switch?
Alto is a little high-pitched. I needed a lower, fuller sound, so I like tenor.
So you just, the sound is more appealing to you as
yes.
you play. Do you listen to much saxophone music or other people playing? I mean, because the sax is featured in a lot of different kinds of music and
yeah.
blues and jazz and band music. I was curious if you had any favorite saxophonists or if there's anything you like to listen to.
John Coltrane's a pretty good tenor saxophone player. He's really good.
Yes, he is. He's terrific. Do you have a favorite tune by him?
I've been studying. I had a song I've been in. Interpreting from him and onto music, but I can't remember what it was called. It was a couple weeks ago, but it was pretty interesting.
Well, I'm glad to hear you looking into his music because he's a great saxophone player. What else do you like to do when you're not involved in music?
Well, I play soccer, I do martial arts, karate, and I like to go fishing too.
Well, that's great. Well, you have another selection on piano, and then you're going to head over to the saxophone. What is the next selection you're going to play?
It's a song called Classic, and it's an arrangement by MKTO. And
great. And you sounded really good, by the way. It's I liked how fast those notes in Star Wars, that's tough to play. That's going to be very hard to play.
I tend to like to play faster songs than slower songs,
yeah.
usually.
Well, we're all set. Here once again is Max Sala.
Thank you.
cat was out of sight. And I'm curious, do you like, have you, it sounds like you like to improvise. Yeah, I thought so. Have you written any songs or made up songs?
Actually, this song, I looked off of YouTube. I found the chords to it, the main chord progression in the whole song. And then I bought the song on iTunes, and I listened to the melody, and I figured out the melody and the all on my own. So I kind of made the melody on my own in this song.
I thought so. I mean, because it just seemed like you sort of owned the song and were making it your own as you play. Have you thought about music like as something you'd like to do as a career? Do you like it that much?
Yeah, a band director would be pretty cool because you can take different sounds and form them to make your own song because there's all these different arrangements of all these songs. So it would be cool to kind of make your own arrangement of songs and be a band director.
Yeah, and you have to really have a special mind to be able to do that. And if you have that gift of being able to do that, that's a great thing. To use if you like doing it. Do you play in any organized groups now, in a band or orchestra?
At my school, we have a symphonic band. I play the tenor in that. We have a concert band. I play tenor in that. And then we have a jazz band, and I play tenor in that, too.
You're very involved. Are you eighth grade?
I'm eighth grade, yes.
Eighth grade. And then are you the oldest? Is the band for, like, middle school kids or...
7th and 8th graders.
Wow, you've got a good music program there, it sounds like, to have that many people. Well, I'll give you a moment to step up over to the saxophone. We'll get you ready there. If you're just joining us, you're listening to 13-year-old Max Zala. He's a student at David's Music House in McMurray, and we thank David's Music House for helping us locate Max and bring him along today. We also would like to thank PNC Bank for their support of our Youth Expression Showcase, and additionally our thanks to the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, a state agency whose grants are administered locally by the Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council. Now, Max will be playing, I think, a couple songs on sax. We're certainly not going to ask him to talk. Although you could, what's the first one, Max? I think that mic's live enough that you can tell us.
The first song.
Oh, hang on. I don't think it's. We'll get a mic over to you. It'll take just a second here. I don't think we've ever had anybody in studio playing piano and saxophone. Both, which is pretty cool. So what are you going to play?
The first song is called Forget You. It was recorded by CeeLo Green, but it was written by Bruno Mars, so it's a saxophone arrangement of that. And the second song is called Want You Back. It was recorded by the Jackson 5, but it's an arrangement of it for saxophone.
Cool. I can't wait to hear these, and we'll talk in between a little bit, I think. Once again, here's Max Zala.
Thank you.
is well done. And I'm just really getting a kick out of your playing. I like how loose you are as you play, and just that you're improvising and kind of it one with the music as opposed to stiff or mechanical. Did it take you a while to learn to relax as you play?
Yeah, it's kind of not helpful. I'm kind of nervous right now, so I'm kind of tense, but...
You don't seem that way at all. You seem very confident, and, you know, I still get nervous every now and then, and most performers, I think, do too, but you seem really, really great at doing this.
Thank you.
This is our last chance to talk before your next, before the Jackson 5 song you're going to do. I wanted to be sure, is there anything else you would like to say or talk about?
I don't think so. Thank you for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure. I hope you'll come back. And what is it, Cannon McMillan Middle School?
Yes, Cannonsburg Middle School.
Cannonsburg Middle School. And this now is a Jackson 5 song. I think it'll be fun to hear. I want to thank you very much for coming down to play, Max Zala. And here we go. Once again, after a couple on piano, here's the second of two on tenor sax. Sala, thank you very much for being along with us today during our Youth Expression Showcase.